extra. Read all about it. Hot off the press, the press. Juneteenth hijacked attempt down in Greenville, South Carolina. You seen it? You seen it? You seen it on the screen. Juneteenth hijacked attempt in Greenville, South Carolina. Ladies and gentlemen, please buckle up. We do have a lot of information on this topic here. It's very, very hot. Reason why? Because it is Juneteenth. It's the weekend of Juneteenth. For blacks, whites, Mexicans, Asians, anyone to come and celebrate with us. We welcome you all to come and rejoice, have a good time with us, learn some history, take home some history, continue the history of what you learn at a Juneteenth event anywhere in your city or town. Now, salute to you, Miss Freeman. Salute to you. I hope you have a wonderful Juneteenth celebration there in your town of Kingstown, North Carolina, a town named after Martin Luther King in Cleveland County, North Carolina, that is. Once again, Juneteenth, the history of Juneteenth, 1865. Juneteenth is the oldest national commemoration of the ending of slavery in the United States dated back to 1865. Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. 1865, it goes back that far. It's the oldest national celebrated commemoration of the ending of slavery in the United States. It was on June 19th, that the Union soldiers led by Major General Gordon Granger landed in Galveston, Texas, with news that the Civil War had ended and that the ending of slavery now free. There's a lot to be talked about with that in reference to the Civil War and the so-called it was about slavery. Now, Juneteenth, short for June 19th, marks the day when federal troops arrived in Galveston, Texas in 1865 to take control of the state and ensure that all enslaved people be free. The troops' arrival came a full 2.5 years after the signing of the Emancipation Proclamation. Juneteenth is an annual commemoration of the ending of slavery. I'm going through bits and bits of they're giving you bits and pieces as like that was history.com. The last one I gave you, the first one was Juneteenth.com. This one right here is on Bing. Now, they state it has been celebrated by African Americans since the 1800s. Let me say that one more time, ladies and gentlemen. It has been celebrated by African Americans since the early 1800s. The late 1800s. On June 19th, 1865, nearly 2 years after President Abraham Lincoln's emancipation enslaved Africans in America, Union troops arrived in Galveston, Texas with news of freedom. More than 250,000 African Americans embraced freedom. I'm going to say that one more time. More than 250,000 African Americans embraced freedom by executive decree in what became known as Juneteenth or Freedom Day. The day became known as Juneteenth, a word created by joining the words June and 19th together. I say that, ladies and gentlemen, to say why in the world would two brothers, CEO partners, Reuben Hayes and Pete Lee, down in Greenville, South Carolina, why would they go down there? And I'm going to show you some video clippings, ladies and gentlemen. The first video clipping is of news station 4. I think it's WFF. I think that's the name of it. And they're going to give you one reason is why the title says Juneteenth hijack attempt. Watch this right here, ladies and gentlemen.
The group Juneteenth Greenville says they removed two banners in downtown Greenville at 4 this morning after apologizing earlier this week. One of those banners showed two white people and one showed two Hispanic people. Now, this is a story we followed all week long, so we reached out to Juneteenth Greenville for an update after getting multiple questions about the banners and the group's apology.
We understand that it's a very sensitive subject, especially in the African-American community. And we failed at making sure that we completely centered African Americans at the center of our marketing, of all of our marketing.
Now, did you hear what he said? He said he feels it's very sensitive and he placed African Americans at the center of all of their marketing. All of your marketing should be about African Americans, not just the center. It should be at the beginning, the center, and the ending. Your entire marketing, because it's about the ending of slavery. Now, have history books of America tell you the only slaves was blacks? Have American history books tell you? But he said he finds it sensitive. Since you find it sensitive, why would you put white people or Mexicans, Latinos involvement in that? And the reason why I say that, ladies and gentlemen, some people may say, "Well, L, you're nitpicking, you overreacting, you're looking into it deeper than what it actually is." Am I really? Reason why I say that, ladies and gentlemen, what I'm getting ready to do, I'm going to share my screen and I'm just going to show you something. Give me one sec. Give me one second, if you will, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to share my screen. Now, as you see, there's nothing here. You see my mouse going a little crazy? Now, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to type in, let's see. Cinco de Mayo. See what we get to come up. Cinco de Mayo. You see where I'm going with this now? Watching. This is a Mexican. Nowhere near does it talk about, as you look, it says this day is celebrated in the state of Puebla with the parade, speeches, and reenactments of the 1862 battle through is not much noticed in most of the rest of the country. In the mid to 20th century United States, the celebration of Cinco de Mayo became among Mexican immigrants a way of airing courage and pride in the American and Mexican heritage. Don't say nothing about whites. Now, what I can do, get that off my screen, ladies and gentlemen. What I can do, I'm going to go back. I'm going to go up. Let's go back just one more time. Go back here. Let's see. Cinco de Mayo. Here it is now. Here's Cinco de Mayo. Let's see what we got going. May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. Of course, their food, not ours. What I wanted to do, actually, as I'm looking right here, I scroll. This is all Mexican people. Look at that. You see it? Mexican people. Where's the whites and blacks? Where are the whites, blacks, Asians at? You don't see them. Wonder why. All right, let's go to Amazon. See what we got on Amazon. Buy something on Amazon. They're talking about, look at here. Where's the whites and blacks information? Okay. Now, let me go out of there. I'm coming back to you, ladies and gentlemen. Now, there was no whites and blacks information in there. So why would Mr. Hayes and Mr. Lee want to include whites, Mexicans, Latinos, Asians, whoever? I'm not sure if Asians was on it, but I know whites and Mexicans was on it. Why would you want to include that in something that was specifically for blacks? I won't stop there, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to go back one more time. I'm going to let me go back just so that you guys won't say that, hey, you fish me. So I'm going to walk you through the whole process of this bad boy. Let's see. Can't do that. Let me open up another field. Okay. Give me 1 second. And I'm actually click clacking. Share screen. Here's another Bing screen. Let's share. St. Patty's Day. Let's see what we got. Wow, look at that. Look at there. Look at what you have here. St. Patty's Day. Whoa, look at the little babies. Ain't they so sweet? Wow, look at here, ladies and gentlemen. You see me lighting it up. 1601. First recorded St. Patrick's Day parade in St. Augustine, Florida. Oh, wow. This is fascinating. Look at all. Wait a minute. Where are the blacks and the Latino Mexicans at? We're missing something, ladies and gentlemen. Where are they at? Let's do something else here. St. Patrick's Day. Okay. Let's do that. Let's do that. St. Patrick's Day pics. Wow. Where are the pics of the blacks? Wow. Where are the pics of the Mexicans? Should we not be included? Since Mr. Hayes and Mr. Lee want to include whites. Now, this is St. Patrick's Day that I've enjoyed as a little youngster. I have. The only thing I enjoy is, as far as Cinco de Mayo, is usually there's a big, some type of boxing fight, and I love boxing. But I'm scrolling, ladies and gentlemen. I'm trying to find us. I'm trying to find someone who looks like me, a shade color. These are all pale skins. That's not a derogatory meaning to anyone who is white, not trying to be ugly. Jim, this don't make no sense. I'm scrolling. Y'all bear with me. I'm scrolling. Bear with me, please. Please work with me on this, ladies and gentlemen. I'm trying. I'm trying my best. Oh, whoa. Let me do this. My fault, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't know y'all couldn't. Now let's do this right here. Okay. I wasn't paying attention. Now let's do this right here. As you can see, ladies and gentlemen, there's no... I can't find us. I cannot do it. Where are we at? Mr. Hayes, Mr. Lee, where is black people included here? Seems like we're excluded for some odd reason. Where are we included? Now, I'm going to go back since I didn't know that screen was messed up. Let's see. Go back to Cinco de Mayo. Where are we included? Where are whites included? Where? Help me out, Mr. Hayes, Mr. Lee. Help me out. I need your participation. Where is whites and where is blacks included in Cinco de Mayo? Where? All right. Guess what, ladies and gentlemen? They're not. They're not included. So why would Mr. Hayes and Mr. Lee feel that it's very important to include whites and Mexicans in the celebration. Now, for me, St. Patrick's Day is the education, is to the enlightenment of, you know, of them. Cinco de Mayo is the enlightenment and the education of them. Juneteenth is the enlightenment and education of us. So why would you do that, Mr. Lee? Why would you do that, Mr. Hayes? Now, you heard what Mr. Hayes said. I'm going to show you guys another video where Mr. Lee is going to be interviewed. He sounds a little different. Wonder why. Y'all listen to what he had to say.
For Juneteenth, Greenville has already begun setting up for its second annual celebration to commemorate the end of slavery in the United States. WYFF News 4 has received several messages about these banners that are hanging in downtown Greenville, so we went straight to the source for you. The founder and executive director of Juneteenth, Reuben Hayes, says he approved a series of 50 banners to represent unity and celebration. The signs went up this Sunday. He and his co-founders say there are many ethnicities represented, Black, Hispanic, and white, noting the city of Greenville did not do anything to steer Juneteenth Greenville's decision-making in a specific direction. Juneteenth Greenville says they understand why some people may be triggered, but there should be an even bigger focus.
The images on the flag were very intentional, and it was intentional for the fact that no matter what you want to do, it takes everybody to come together and to support and to push any vision forward. And we have for so long been asking for a seat at the table. We have been knocking at the door, include us. And now that we have a seat at the table, the last thing we want to do is what's been done to us for years, is exclude. We've been excluded.
Did you hear what he said? He said it was intentional. He also said that we've been excluded from the seat, from the seat at the table. I'm not sure what table he wants to be seated at. I have a mindset of it, but I'm not here to speculate. He, for me, Mr. Lee, is setting up what I say and see as a destruction of Juneteenth. For this reason here, and bear with me, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to find where I found that at. As I go back into the information, like this right here, as you see on the screen, it says President Joe Biden signed legislation in 2021 to make Juneteenth a federal holiday. Juneteenth was already a state holiday in Texas, 46 other states, and the District of Columbia. Guess which state? Ironically, did not see Juneteenth as a holiday. Guess, ladies and gentlemen, take a wild, super duper guess. You got it, South Carolina. South Carolina didn't make it until after Joe Biden had signed that legislation. Ain't that ironic? South Carolina said no to Juneteenth as a federal holiday. And you guys, Mr. Lee and Mr. Hayes, want to instantly, 2 years later, start incorporating white people as banners, and sooner or later, and ain't no telling what else you had into your programs. I mean, it's neither here nor there. Had it went into fruition, then we could have seen what your initial game plan was going to be. But now it's easy to go back and say, hey, that wasn't our game plan. That wasn't our mission. We just wanted to say, hey, white people, you can come. Quite naturally. White people ain't never told us we couldn't go to St. Patrick's Day celebrations and parades. Every job, to every school I went to, we wore green pinks to one another, blah, blah, blah. I mean, come on. Sit at what table you want to sit at, Mr. Lee? Why you feel that everyone who celebrates and have Juneteenth organization need to sit at a certain table. If anything, why can't we can't sit at a table alone amongst ourselves versus a table with others? Why can't we can't sit at a table just like Minister Louis Farrakhan done and bring about the Million Man March? Why come we can't sit at a table amongst ourselves and strategize or organize and educate our youth and adults who do not know about our true T-R-U-E, true T-R-U-E, true Black history? Why come we can't sit at that table? Because I'm quite sure that's not the table you're talking about. That's not that table. That's not that table. Now, from what they stated, you have taken down the banners and you have changed your webpage. Now, going to the webpage, I'm not done yet. What I tell you, I'm going to do something different. I'm going to go into the actual conversation that I think it's Mr. Hayes had. I'm going to go into that conversation and I'm going to read to you a little of the conversation that he had. Let's see. Here it is. This right here is with the Greenville News. And this is what they had to say. They said, Reuben Hayes is a Navy veteran who grew up in Chicago and Los Angeles and settled in Greenville in 2007. He's an entrepreneur, the owner and CEO of Crescent Surgical Supply, a medical supplies broker with offices in off Miller Road in Greenville. He's also the founder and executive director of Juneteenth GVL, the growing nonprofit that is organizing and presenting a series of events to celebrate the annual observance of Juneteenth National Independence Day. Now, from that, there was something else I wanted to talk about here. And Mr. Hayes is very knowledgeable about, you know, the history of Juneteenth. That he is. He's very knowledgeable of it. Give me 1 second. My thing just went haywire. He talked about it. He says, how Juneteenth has been celebrated in Texas ever since it has been a state holiday there since in 1980. But it was slow to catch on in much of the rest of the nation until recently, which was true. But I'm going to go down to actual conversation. And this right here is from the reporter. And he said, this is what he asked him. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to do this right here. I'm going to share my screen to show you what I'm looking at. Yeah. Let me go back to make sure. Yeah. Okay. And this is what he asked me. He says, what do you say to people who don't look like you? People who may be reluctant, who might feel like it's not their holiday to celebrate. Well, Cinco de Mayo isn't my holiday to celebrate because I'm not Mexican. I'm not Latino. I'm not any type of Hispanic. I'm not, neither or. But I can go out and have fun with those who do celebrate it. Don't mean that Black people need to be somewhere indoctrinated into the history of their celebration. It's theirs. Let them have it. Let them enjoy it. This is what he says, Reuben Hayes. Like that is a Black holiday. So like that it is a Black holiday. Well, why you didn't leave it that way? Celebrate it because it was a Black thing. Why come you didn't leave it that then? That happened. But in order for this holiday to even come, 500,000 Americans had to die in the Civil War. Brother, slavery wasn't just about the Civil War. Slavery was not just about the Civil War. And see, really, you need to be educated in reference to what the Civil War was really, truly, truly all about. Because you're lost on that one, Mr. Hayes. Very much lost. It was more of an income battle. not a slavery battle. I digress and go further. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot of it. This is why I say, sit at what table, Mr. Lee? Your partner Hayes, he said it. Mr. Lee said it. Sit at a table. You need to sit at a table to understand more about the true education of what happened and why the Civil War actually happened. Then he goes and says this right here. If you really know the history, really? He says, if you really know the history, do you really know the history, Mr. Hayes? Because what you just said, brother, or really understand it. If you really know the history or really understand it is what he said. There's no denying that this is one of the most significant holidays in our nation's history. It is. But do you really know the history or understand it? There's a lot you don't know, brother. This is why the table before your partner, Mr. Lee, want to go sit at other tables and crown it around Juneteenth. He need to go and sit at some tables with other Juneteenth organizers and Black people who feel offense that you want to. The one thing that we have left now, there's so many things that Black people come up with that has been infiltrated and snatched, hijacked. We got portions back, but it's still hijacked. The most American holiday, he says, is just that it happened on the backs of African American slaves. Once again, do you know the history or understand it? For you to say, it happened on the backs of African American slaves, and some folks just don't want it to make the connection or association, but that's just the fact of the matter. I mean, it is a very American holiday. Juneteenth is an American holiday because we're here in America. It is. It's not an African holiday. It's not a Jamaican holiday. It's an American holiday because it happened here. It is. But it's an American holiday that should be only circled, headed, middle, ending around Blacks. Because it's about us. Not so much about the Civil War. It's about slavery from the Civil War back, Mr. Hayes, Mr. Lee. Not Civil War ending, Mr. Hayes, Mr. Lee. That's why I have a problem with you right there. That's why I have a problem with you. Now, I digress that one. I'm going to go to one more. And I'm getting a couple of things off my screen so I can know where I'm at when I do share this page with you. And my computer's going slow for some reason. I don't have no help this morning. I wasn't supposed to go on this early, but I did anyway. What I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead and read this. I'm not going to be able to share it, but this is also from the Talk of Greenville. It says, thanks for taking time to talk with us. Talk a little bit about, okay, that. Let's see, that went out on me. I'm going to go back. It says, this is what they said. They said, thanks for taking time to talk with us. Talk a little bit about why a celebration of Juneteenth is important for everyone. And this is what Reuben Hayes said. He said, Juneteenth is about celebrating freedom, celebrating culture through food, through music, through art. Nothing about education. Wow. Freedom is worth celebrating. I think we can all agree about that. I've celebrated the 4th of July all my life. It's the most American thing you can do, right? But that independence did not include all Americans. And until all of us were free, were we really free? That's why education about the history of Juneteenth is so important. It represents the complete freeing of America. And brother, I wish you would have started out by saying that when you said Juneteenth is about celebrated freedom. You said nothing about the education. You talked about the culture through, you said the culture, celebrating culture through music, food, and art. Nothing about the history is the most, the education about the history. It's the most important thing. the true history, not the American school book history, but the true history. And there's still a lot of true people living today that can tell a lot about the true history from their parents, grandparents, and great-grandparents. There's still a lot living that are in their 80s, 90s, and some hundreds that can tell the true history. Mr. Hayes, I feel you and Mr. Lee fell short on actually coming across with how you guys want to present your Juneteenth event there in Greenville, because that could lead up to being a cancer. It really, really, truly can. In my humble opinion, it can lead up to being a cancerous situation. And the reason why I say that is because if you guys get away with doing what you did, what you tried to accomplish in doing, it could just go to the next state, such as Mississippi, such as Alabama, such as North Carolina, such as Virginia, such as Kentucky. I'm calling out a lot of states that are still known with racism. Bluntly exposed in your face racism. And for South Carolina to not give a pass for Juneteenth to be a holiday in South Carolina, so after Joe Biden pushed it through legislation in 2021, you guys should really, really think about what you did and why you're doing it. And how you're going to try to come back next year in 2024. And are you going to try to slide some stuff like that again in? Brothers, my message to you is leave it black. Welcome whites. Welcome everyone. Regardless of their skin tone, welcome everyone. But leave it black. And the reason why is because other skin tones need to understand, overstand. I took that from Dr. Umar Johnson. They need to understand the truth about Black history. And where can they get the truth other than from us? Where can we get the truth about St. Patrick's Day? Them. I can't give the truth. I can read the truth to someone. I can recite the truth to someone. But I can't give them the truth that's been told to me from those who actually lived it. I can't do that. Just like they can't give the truth because they have not lived it. I wasn't in the 1860s and further back. I wasn't in the era of what was once called slavery amongst blacks. I wasn't. Pay attention to what my aunt is, ladies and gentlemen. Pay attention. Because when the truth of Black history really, really, truly comes out, some people going to sit back and say, wow, I wasn't expecting that. Some people already know the truth, but it's a money thing. Not saying Mr. Hayes and Mr. Lee is doing it. Don't get me wrong, ladies and gentlemen. That's not what I'm saying. But for some people, it's a money thing. I got one more clip I'm going to show you before I rest up on this topic. And y'all listen to what? And see, this is why I say it's like a cancer. Listen to what the anchor lady said. Listen to her.
Hayes, the founder and executive director of Juneteenth Greenville. And then we have visual confirmation from downtown Greenville, essentially video of downtown, courtesy of the NBC affiliate there, WYFF. So we did grab some still shots from this downtown footage to look at some of the banners that we see out here recently. And we were able to confirm, yes, this banner is real. News footage from downtown shows this banner with the white models. But we also saw this. We saw other banners, and they had different models of different races. So you can see some examples of other banners and the other models used. The lead organizer says that they were trying to portray how everyone is welcomed to join in Juneteenth celebrations and everyone is needed to come together to push any vision forward. That said, organizers are apologizing for the execution of that message. Organizers, after apologizing, say that they plan to change the banners to feature now just the Juneteenth and the Pan-African flags. So we have Reuben Hayes.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to play this one more time for you. And I'm sure you can guess my question or my comment after I play it this second time. Listen again.
Hayes, the founder and executive director of Juneteenth Greenville. And then we have visual confirmation from downtown Greenville, essentially video of downtown, courtesy of the NBC affiliate there, WYFF. So we did grab some still shots from this downtown footage to look at some of the banners that we see out here recently. And we were able to confirm, yes, this banner is real. News footage from downtown shows this banner with the white models. But we also saw this. We saw other banners, and they had different models of different races. So you can see some examples of other banners and the other models used. The lead organizer says that they were trying to portray how everyone is welcomed to join in Juneteenth celebrations, and everyone is needed to come together to push any vision forward. That said, organizers are apologizing for the execution of that message. Organizers, after apologizing, say that they plan to change the banners to feature now just the Juneteenth and the Pan-African flags.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, my question on this one, or my comment on this one, is where she stated, and this is why I say it could be a cancer, what Mr. Hayes and Mr. Lee is doing. She said that they were trying to portray how everyone could be a part of it. You can portray that by saying everyone is welcome, not with a banner. See what I'm saying? She also said that everyone is needed to push this event forward. No. This event's been going forward. Because remember, in 2021, before 2021, 47 states, along with Washington, D.C., you know, recognized and made it a state holiday. 47 out of the 50. South Carolina was one of the 50. Hello. Yes. Then she said at the end, they wanted to keep it, you know, Juneteenth. And what was the last piece she said? Give me one sec. I'm going to play that.
Say that they plan to change the banners to feature now just the Juneteenth and the Pan-African flag.
That's what it was. Juneteenth and the Pan-African flag. And see, that's my hiccup right there. I mean, guys, you should have left it the way it was. And you should in 2024. On forward, as long as you're going to be CEO's partnership or a piece of the Juneteenth GVL.org or Inc. Leave it the way it's been set up. It's been set up to be about Black people, not to be about anybody but Black. White people have St. Patrick's Day. There is something called Cinco de Mayo, if you haven't heard, down in South Carolina. My message to, now you can go to, and I will say this, you can go to JuneteenthGVL.org, and on that you can see where they have, I'll show you, ladies and gentlemen, because I'm not doing any of this to be ugly to anyone. And that's why I do not mind. You know, they have removed all the information on their website in reference to anybody other than Blacks. There's a little bit of information here. Starting tomorrow, well, actually it was through the 1st through the 17th, had events going on. It says 16 hours, 27 minutes, some odd seconds left. My thing is to these brothers, people, I showed you videos of the, stop sharing that now. I showed you videos. And right there, let me see if I can go back and find it again. Right there, you can see, if you see that banner right there hanging up anywhere in Greenville, South Carolina, I'm asking Blacks to leave the event. Because this right here is nothing more than a setup for Juneteenth to be hijacked and turned into something that it's not. Just as they've, with the woke thing they got now going on, you know, they've hijacked that, turned that around to something that it truly isn't. And you can ask a lot of people, you can ask them, what does woke mean? They cannot tell you. Trust me, I asked one person. They had no clue. They're just repeating stuff. That's what's going to happen to Juneteenth if had the people not stood up and got the word out about what Mr. Hayes and Mr. Lee was trying to incorporate down in Greenville. Guys, it cannot be about money. Some things it has to be about heritage. Some things, just like they want to do with the Confederate flag, it's everywhere in North Carolina, South Carolina, still hanging up on in people's private properties on the side of interstates, highways, streets. Yes, still there. I got a documentary coming up on that pretty soon. But if we allow this right here to happen in Greenville without standing up and denouncing that mess, it's going to spread like wildfire, like a cancer. It's going to spread. The cut is going to be a wide open spread, and it's poison to the point where there is no return. And all we got to do is go back. When you talk about education, as you stated, Mr. Hayes, education of the African American, as you stated, you know, or you should know what it's like when something has been infiltrated, turned upside down, changed, rearranged. It spread it like wildfire. Now, the truth is no longer the truth. The history is no longer the true history. It's his story, meaning his story, but it's no longer the true African-American or Black history. Watch what you're doing, Mr. Hayes. Watch what you're doing, Mr. Lee. Ladies and gentlemen, I digress from this point forward. Juneteenth is something that if you have not had a chance to go out and celebrate a Juneteenth event in your city, your town, please make it a point between now, this weekend, go out and walk by, go out and sit by, as you see on the screen, people sitting by, go out and grab a little bit of the history. Go and buy a Black history book. Go online. Go to a bookstore. Buy a Black history book and learn about Black history from Black authors. Why I say Black? Why not? I say Black because, and not all Black, just like this right here. Just because it's Black does not mean that it's going to be the true fact. But at least try to find the truth of facts. And if it's hard for you, email us at urbanvoicemedia@gmail.com. We'll get back with you and send you into the right direction to get some true books on Black history. Look at that right there on the screen. You see it. You see it. You see it. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you found this video very educational for you, very enlightening to you. And you gather something from it to where you now want to go out and grab a little bit of Juneteenth. You want to grab it and take it home and spread it like wildflower to your family members, to your neighbors, to your friends on the job, where even at church. Ladies and gentlemen, if you will, stand up. We can have enough Black people to stand up to where we don't need another Reuben Hayes or Pete Lee to think that we have to go out and get others to make the event a grand event. We have enough people. Mr. Lee and Mr. Hayes, my thing is you guys should have went out and did it like campaign, went from neighborhood to neighborhood. And like I say, no, this ain't excluding white folks. That's enough neighborhoods in Greenville. You could have got enough people to come to your event without doing what you've done. Y'all know what I say always at the end. Until next time, y'all be good.